This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Well, here's one. I've done this one before and I will continue to do it until the end of time, probably. Kevin Love on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And by the way, if anybody, I don't know what's going on with the basketball game tonight. If somebody could tell me, please.
Or the World Cup.
Or the World Cup.
The Women's World Cup. They're both going on.
Who are they playing tonight?
Are they playing Nigeria or something?
Okay.
I don't know. I think. I don't know.
So they, it's a big, somebody tell me what's up with the scores. If only there was a place on the internet you can get.
No, this stuff's hard. This stuff's hard to find.
No, what am I going to do? I got to keep this IMDb
Charlie Morgan
open.
You mean Charlie Morgan? With all those credits, you're telling me Charlie Morgan has never played for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Like, he should have just played for the 97 Bulls. Also, the idea, he was in one season Spielberg movie.
His only coach, Phil Jackson, was his only coach.
Yeah,
he was coached by Phil Jackson.
Yeah, he only played 4 games, but he played with the team that won 72 games.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It Kevin Love, you talk about shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can say he shook the hand of someone who shook the hand of Charles Manson, cuz his uncle, Mike Love from the Beach Boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so of all the players in the NBA, the degree of separation is lower for Kevin Love than for any player by, unless you say, I know Kevin Love. Then you'd be, because it'd be hey, how far is LeBron James from Charles Manson? Well, Kevin Love, he's one more than Kevin Love, but nobody is tied with Kevin Love. Just the idea that there's a guy in the NBA who can say, I'm one removed from Manson.
Are we sure? Are we positive that Charles Manson doesn't have a son playing in the NBA?
That would be...
Because if so, he trumps Kevin Love.
That would be, yes. That's the only way to do it. If there's a...
Magic Manson.
Yeah. Jared Manson is playing... Yeah. Small forward for the Utah Jazz. Okay, let's go here to the phones. Best Show, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, host.
Yes.
This is Roy in Philadelphia.
Hi, Roy, how are you?
I'm a little nervous. I'm very excited to talk to your guest host.
Oh, yeah, I know who this is. This is Philly boy Roy, right?
That's correct, host.
Uh-huh. Why are you being so weirdly formal tonight? I've known you for probably 13 years now. You've never sounded this way before.
Well, I think it's proper to show proper respect when a guest of this magnitude is on your show.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
That's really flattering.
Do you have a question for my guest?
I sure do. Mr. Rudd.
Paul, please.
I know, I know you've been having flagrant legal problems lately, what with you hiring hitmen to off two people, but I was wondering if there's any chance of you coming back to your rightful place behind the kit, because with all due respect to Chris Slade, nobody plays She Got Balls like you, sir.
Oh, that's, I don't know what to say. I think he's confusing me with Phil Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is pretty humiliating.
Wait, what?
That Roy, you're confusing Paul Rudd with the drummer from AC/DC, Phil Rudd.
Yeah. It happens. You're not the first to do
that. No, I ain't. I know who I'm talking to. It's
Yeah, you know who you're talking to.
I sure do.
So you have a question for Paul Rudd?
I sure do. Oh wait, I dropped my pencil.
Oh.
Hang on.
What is that old? That old dial up?
Oh, hang on. I think I almost found it. Hang on.
Do you have a question?
Oh, I sure do. Yeah. Mr. Rudd, I wanted to know how you enjoyed making your new Netflix program, Hot American Sweatshop. Wait, no, what's it called?
Oh, Wet Hot American Summer. Yeah, yeah, we did a Netflix show of the movie. Yeah,
yeah,
it was great, Roy. I had a great time doing it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen little bits of it, and it's very funny. And if you like the movie, I think you'd like the show.
Oh, well, I look forward to seeing it. Also, when can we expect you to reprise your role as Kenny Chin in A Question of Ethics?
Oh, boy. I have been asked that question never. No one's ever asked me that question. And you know your stuff.
I sure do. What about you think we'll ever get a part two of The Size of Watermelons?
I have been trying to get that going for over 20 years, and no luck. No investors, no interest. Nobody wants.
Oh, that sucks.
I agree.
That sucks, D.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. All right. So those are some pretty solid questions there, Roy.
Were you you're a fan of that movie, Roy? Size of Watermelons.
Well, yeah. Also, it's recently come to my attention that you're from Passaic, New Jersey. Yes.
Well, yeah, I was born there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. One of my favorite Blue Oyster Cult bootlegs is from July 12, 1975 at the Capitol Theater in Passaic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping you could answer a question for me.
Sure.
The tape I have of that show, it starts with OD'd on Life Itself.
Right.
But I know they was opening with Stairway to the Stars on that tour. Can you give me a definitive answer on that?
I really don't know. I couldn't even begin to guess why that is or what that is. I was very, very young when that show happened. And
yeah, it's 1975, Roy.
Well, how old is this guy?
Well, he's not...
He was making movies back in the early 90s.
Yeah, so that does not track for him to be at a show at the Capitol Theater in 75.
Maybe you don't track to me.
Okay, that's weirdly...
I zung it right back in your face.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well...
Tom?
Yeah?
I think I speak for all the listeners out here when I say this guest is a major disappointment.
Oh, that's terrible. This is... How can you say
that? That kind of hurts. Because I wasn't at the show? I mean, was it just because I wasn't at that Blue Oyster Cult show?
Kind of, yeah.
Well...
Oh, no.
Wait. What's going on there?
Oh, boy. Oh, jeepers.
What's that?
Oh, no. It looks like I got a real Philly-style Trilogy of Terror thing going on here.
A Philly-style Trilogy of Terror?
Oh, come on. Yeah, I sure do.
What's that mean?
Well, Roy Jr. brought home this scary tiki from downshore. And it looks like it's come to life.
It's that's like the Karen Black thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
That's one of the scariest things I've
ever. Oh no!
What?
Oh no! It's stabbing me. Oh, it's stabbing me really good. Oh no! Oh, Tom, it got an artery. I think it got the corroded artery.
It got your corroded artery?
I'm bleeding bad, Tom.
Roy?
Oh no.
Oh.
I'm really bleeding out here, guys.
You're bleeding out now?
Yes. Can you call a paramedic or 12, please?
Okay.
Oh.
Are you driving?
Oh, I'm losing consciousness.
What? What's with the...
Oh, I can't see nothing. I'm really in pain.
Who's honking?
Roy.
Wait. So there's this two horns now? Roy?
Yeah.
What's going on?
This demonic tiki from downshore.
Yeah.
It got two horns.
It's got two horns. He hung up.
No.
I think he might be dead. That might have been the end of Philly Boy Roy.
Oh, no. We can't tell me that Philly Boy Roy just bled out.
He might have
just... By a demonic...
Tiki. From...
From Downshore?
Oh, from Trilogy of Terror.
Yeah, the... Let's scare Jessica to death.
That is...
The Karen Black doll... Yeah, that was the scariest one of the trilogy.
I remember seeing that at, like, my aunt's and being permanently scarred by that.
Yeah.
And then when people are like, if you watch it again, you see it's stupid. It's like, I'm never seeing it again. I
hated anything that with toys that came to life. I had to go see a psychologist because of the movie Magic, because the doll scared me so much. I still have never seen that movie.
The Anthony Hopkins movie, right?
And Margaret.
Yeah.
Which I know is like a great movie, but it terrified me.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.